charred windmill to the iron hand pump. I grabbed the handle, leaned my weight against it, and staggered as it snapped off at the base. I stared at the broken pump handle. It was rusted through to the center, crumbling away in gritty sheets of red rust. In a sudden flash, I remembered coming back to find my troop killed that evening so many years ago. I remembered reaching out a hand to steady myself and finding the strong iron bands on a wagon's wheel rusted away. I remembered the thick, solid wood falling to pieces when I touched it.
Quoth?
Denna's face was close to mine, her expression concerned.
Are you all right? Tail is black and sit down before you fall down. Are you hurt?
I moved to sit on the edge of the water trough, but the thick planking crumbled under my weight like a rotten stump. I let gravity pull me the rest of the way down and sat on the grass. I held the rusted through pump handle up for Denna to see. She frowned at it.
That pump was new.
The father was bragging about how much it had cost to get a well set up here at the top of the hill. He kept saying that no daughter of his would have to carry buckets uphill 3 times a day.
What do you think happened here? I asked.
Truthfully. She looked around, the bruise on her temple a sharp contrast against her pale skin.
I think when I'm done looking for my patron-to-be, I'm going to wash my hands of this place and never look back.
That's not an answer, I said. What do you think happened?
She looked at me for a long moment before responding.
Something bad. I've never seen a demon, and I don't ever expect to, but I've never seen the King of Vint either.
Do you know that children's song?
Denna looked at me blankly.
So I sang.
When the hearth fire turns to blue, what to do, what to do? Run outside, run and hide. When your bright sword turns to rust, who to trust, who to trust? Stand alone, standing stone.
Denna grew paler as she realized what I was implying. She nodded and chanted the chorus softly to herself.
See a woman, pale as snow, silent come and silent go. What's their plan? What's their plan? Chandrian, Chandrian.
Denna and I sat in the patchwork shade of the autumn trees, out of sight of the ruined farm.
Chandrian. The Chandrian were really here.
I was still trying to collect my thoughts when she spoke.
Is this what you are expecting to find? She asked.
It's what I was looking for, I said. The Chandrian were here less than a day ago.
But I didn't expect this. I mean, when you're a child and you go digging for buried treasure, you don't expect to find any. You go looking for Denelings and fairies in the forest, but you don't find them.
They'd killed my troop, and they'd killed this wedding party.
Hell, I go looking for you and Imre all the time, but I don't actually expect to find you.
I trailed off, realizing that I was blathering. Some of the tension bled out of Denna as she laughed. There was no mocking in it, only amusement.
So am I a lost treasure, or a failing?
You're both.
Hidden, valuable, much sought and seldom found.
I looked up at her, my mind hardly attending to what was coming out of my mouth.
There's much of the Fae in you as well.
They're real. The Chandrian were real.
You're never where I look for you, then you appear all unexpected like a rainbow.
Over the last year I'd held a silent fear in my secret heart. I worried at times that the memory of my troop's death and the Chandrian had just been a strange sort of grief dream my mind had created to help me deal with the loss of my entire world. But now I had something resembling proof. They were real. My memory was real. I wasn't crazy.
When I was a child, I chased a rainbow for an hour one evening. Got lost in the woods. My parents were frantic. I thought I could catch up to it. I could see where it should touch the ground. That's what you're...
Denna touched my arm.
I felt the sudden warmth of her hand through my shirt. I drew a deep breath and smelled the smell of her hair.